with SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. It may have been Christmas, but that didn't stop the gangs today in Haiti.
Haiti's Online Media Association now confirms that two reporters were killed in a gang attack at the reopening of Port-au-Prince's biggest public hospital. Street gangs have taken over an estimated 85% of Haiti's capital. Gangs forced the closure of the general hospital earlier this year. Authorities had pledged to reopen the facility, but as journalists gathered to cover the event, suspected gang members opened fire in a vicious Christmas Eve attack. A video posted by one of Haiti's most powerful gangs said that the gang coalition had not authorized the hospital's reopening. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNNews.com, the FBI now offering a $10,000 reward. That for helping to find a man suspected of fatally shooting a little 7-year-old boy on a tribal reservation in Colorado. John Scott reports.
The agency announced the reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of 23-year-old Jeremiah Height. Authorities have not released any details about what led up to the December 11th shooting at a home on the Mountain Ute Reservation. Tribal Chairman Manuel Hart says he's working on a resolution to ask the federal government to hire more police officers for the reservation. John Scott reporting.
Scary moments today in the Big Apple. A taxi jumped a sidewalk and hit a bunch of pedestrians outside of Macy's. Police say the driver apparently had some sort of a medical episode. That after the cab driver suffered that hit. Well, he hit the cab, or in the, hit the curb, rather. The 58-year-old driver himself was injured. Also on the injured list, a 9-year-old boy and 6 adults. None of them, though, have life-threatening injuries. This is SRN News. A Florida woman convicted of vandalizing a pro-life pregnancy center.
It happened in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision to repeal Roe v. Wade. Multiple centers across Florida and across the country were attacked by angry pro-abortion advocates, including Gabriela Oropeso of Cooper City. She now faces up to 10 years in prison when she is sentenced in March. Several other women who participated in the attacks have already pleaded guilty. Their actions include painting threatening messages on the buildings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton filing suit against the NCAA to prevent males from playing on women's sports teams, arguing that it misleads the fans. That lawsuit, filed in state district court, argues the NCAA is violating the Texas Trade Practices Act, which protects consumers from deceptive business practices. This is SRN News. Solemn moments in Great Britain.
King Charles III used his annual Christmas message to highlight health workers at the end of a year in which both he and the Princess of Wales were diagnosed with cancer. After the broadcast of the Christmas message, the royal family was seen attending Christmas Day services at a church in Sandringham Estate. The king walked with Queen Camilla, while Prince William, Kate, and their 3 children followed. Kate was also seen hugging a cancer patient after the service. Rika Ann Garcia, London.
American Airlines briefly grounded flights nationwide due to a technical problem just as the travel season kicked into overdrive, and winter weather also threatened more potential problems. Government regulators cleared American flights to get airborne Christmas Eve after about 1 hour after the FAA ordered a national ground stop. 19 flights were canceled. More details at SRNNews.com.